The scriptures teach us how Krishna is our only mother. Krishna is our only father. Krishna is our only relative. Krishna is our only friend. Krishna is our only wealth. Krishna is our only obligation. But the living entity forgets this fact and tries to enjoy separate from Krishna, then he is captured by Maya and subjected to suffering. So living entity does two things. He forgets Krishna and tries to enjoy separately. And in return what he gets? He is captured by Maya and subjected to suffering. And there is no end to the suffering. That is why it's called as Nitya Baddha. For a long, nobody can trace the history of the living entity coming to this world. When did he come? And when did his suffering start? It's a very long period. But the greatest companion or friend of the living entity is the holy name, which is not only a friend for him in the material world, but his eternal friend. Because the holy name not only awakens the living being to his true relationship, but reinstates him in his original ecstasy. And just like a lost child is going to be weeping naturally due to separation from the parents. But if somebody can remind the child of his connection with his parents, again he becomes joyful, realizing his security and safety. That is why Lord Nimai, when he was a small child, he displayed this wonderful truth. He would cry, and then all the residents of Navadvip would sing the holy names, and immediately he would laugh. He would stop his crying. Similarly, our hearts in this world are always like a morose lotus which is dried up. But when the sun rises in the sky, naturally the lotus blossoms. Similarly, chanting of the holy name reminds us of Krishna, puts us back in focus, and also blossoms the lotus of our hearts. Not only that, the holy name also offers one the eternal transcendental ecstatic love. It is not only a situation where it is our sufferings are stopped, but after that the holy name also makes one truly joyful. If you see the pastimes of Bhagavata, like Dhruva Maharaj was bewildered momentarily by fighting with the yakshas for a prolonged period of time. And the sages in the sky instructed him to call out the Lord's holy name, after which he was reinstated in his remembrance. So he came out of bewilderment and sorrow and anger. Similarly, Ajamila was also in a bewildered state because of association with Gunasanga. And when he heard the Vishnudas glorifying the holy name, he came out of that bewilderment, came out of his foolishness, came out of all miseries, and became completely purified and attained the world of ever-expanding bliss. So these pastimes are all given in the scriptures to show us how holy name is our only friend, even while being in this world. Because by repeatedly calling out the holy name again and again and again, then one can be immediately brought back to the remembrance of Krishna and connection with Krishna. That is why Srila Prabhupada instituted these two things every morning: chanting of the holy name and hearing Bhagavatam. Hearing Bhagavatam reminds us of the eternal truths and our eternal constitutional position. And chanting of the holy name awakens the transcendental ecstasy that is the original property of the soul, and the treasure which is now lost by the soul. And that is reinstated when one chants the holy name. So these two activities are the most vital activities. There was one devotee who told Prabhupada that, you know, he has to sleep all day so he cannot chant in Prabhupada's time. Prabhupada said, yes, you can sleep all day provided you attend the morning program. Prabhupada said, you chant Hare Krishna complete, you take prasad and attend the Bhagavatam class, then you sleep all day, no problem. At least we do this, we'll go back to Godhead. You can imagine how much confidence Prabhupada had. That doesn't mean all of us can start doing that. But the point is, these two are the most vital activities. Even if a devotee has no other qualification other than these two, hearing Bhagavatam and reciting the holy name. Then, from the state of bulia, or forgetfulness, we can come to the stage of smaran, or smriti, remembrance of Krishna. So, when we are chanting the holy name every day, we should take advantage of the recitation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please, Krishna, give me your remembrance. I have forgotten you, and because of having forgotten you, I am suffering innumerable sufferings in this world. Please kindly put me back in remembrance. Let me not be stuck up in the temporary goals and roles in life. Let me always remember my eternal connection with you. Actually, with this remembrance, one should call out the holy name. Every day when we are chanting the holy name. Especially in this stage of Kali Yuga, which is surcharged with so much materialistic vibrations and which subjects us to forgetfulness because of Maya's onslaught, we have all the more reason to call out the holy name very fervently. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees, who are ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhya evacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo.